This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. Relatives and friends of the abducted Nigerian schoolgirls are reported to have identified some of them from a video released by Boko Haram Islamist militants. The video posted on YouTube showed about 130 of more than 200 girls who were kidnapped a month ago from their school in northeastern Nigeria. They were wearing Islamic dress and reciting Quranic prayers. Nigerian Cardinal John Onaiyekin, the Archbishop of Abuja, shared with me his feelings about the kidnapping crisis.
As far as optimism is concerned, I am always optimistic. And so we always have to hope for the best. My own major source of encouragement is that because of the global attention that abduction of these girls has generated, I'm hoping it will now make the Nigerian government and the Nigerian people really wake up to the seriousness of the situation that we are facing. I do believe the rest of the world should not leave Nigeria to deal with this problem alone, because the Boko Haram is not just a Nigerian affair. They reflect much of the trouble, what was happening in other troubled spots of the world, and they can constitute a danger to the rest of the international communities, especially the countries near us.
What were your own feelings when you watched that video released by Boko Haram that appeared to show more than 100 girls in Islamic dress?
Well, my first feeling was distress, deep distress, and terrible disgust at a group of people that can descend so low to parade on video for the whole world to see the result of their own despicable crime. Whatever way you look at it, this is a group of people who have abducted poor little girls sleeping in their dormitories. This is simply the kind of thing that callous and cowards do. Real men don't hold small girls hostages. The other dimension of dressing them all up in hijab and telling the whole world that they have converted to Islam, that even deepens the distress and the terrible nature of their crime. They are definitely not giving Islam a good name.
And do you personally fear for their welfare? I mean, the leader of Boko Haram, you know, offered to release them in exchange for prisoners, but the government has already ruled that out.
For the welfare of the girls, I am concerned. In fact, who knows under what conditions they have been living in this past 4 weeks? Because wherever they are hiding them cannot be in a very beautiful four-star hotel. Poor girls must have been living in the bush or in some forest where they are not enjoying the basic, probably won't enjoy the minimum of good living conditions. And even the face that we see on that video does not the face of cheerful and happy young girls of their age. No, the faces we see there are the faces of very, very, very sad and distressed young girls.
As we've been told, most of the girls are Christian. How is the Catholic Church in general in Nigeria, what role is it playing in this whole affair?
Well, the Catholic Church, as you know, we are part of the Christian community in Nigeria. And although we are the single biggest and best organized church as church, we do not form the majority of Christians. Yes, because there are so many other Christian groups around. Our position has always been clear, and in that case, we have been condemning Boko Haram and all their crimes, along with other Christians, but indeed, along with other Nigerians, including Muslims too. So this is a situation where there is even no room for disagreement. It is not as if there is a lack of unanimity among Nigerians on the fact that the Boko Haram are committing crimes. And last Sunday, in every church in Nigeria, there was special holy hour of prayer for the return of the girls and for peace and tranquility in Nigeria, all over our country.
We've seen from this kidnapping and the scale of it and the cost that must have been involved, and the other continuing attacks that are going on that have been attributed to Boko Haram, what lessons can Nigeria and indeed the whole international community draw from this whole affair? What lessons can we learn?
I don't know. There'll be many lessons. For me, one lesson that we must draw in Nigeria is that we ought not to tolerate, let still promote extremist positions, especially in the area of religion, for whatever reasons. We ought to do more to insist that once it comes to matters of religion, people should be reasonable and be ready to admit that they are not the only ones on the ground, be broad-minded, realize that a country like Nigeria, we are mixed with Christians and Muslims almost of equal numbers. Now, I'm saying this because for quite some time, there have been currents of extremist views that are preached openly, and also the kind of agenda that are pursued by certain extremist Islamic groups in Nigeria. They were not carrying bombs or kidnapping girls, but that kind of attitude is what creates the condition for a group like Boko Haram to emerge and begin to thrive. We must recognize that.